So, Graham, I see this is our first podcast here.
Yep, we're purely amateurs.
Yeah. What exactly is a podcast?
A podcast is a long stream of MP3, sort of like music, but it can be any content.
So when people are out and about on the bus or walking around on the street looking at people, they'll be able to listen to us talking about what they're listening to.
Yes.
That could be, I do that. If someone was talking about walking or if someone was talking about listening to music, I could listen to that instead of listening to music.
Exactly. Or you can listen to this when you're at home on your computer, slightly bored.
Oh, well, like what we are now when we're recording a podcast.
Yeah. Our listeners feel free to record their own podcast. We'll listen. We collaborate.
I mean, we probably won't have any listeners. We're just probably one of the people who listen to other people's podcasts and then make podcasts thinking they're still able to make one, even though they're not, because we actually didn't plan this, did we?
No, but at least we'll listen to this.
Yeah, we can listen to it.
And if you reach one, they say you can reach a million.
Well, I mean, I'll be reaching you and you'll be reaching me no matter how close we are. I think
that's the power.
Yeah, I think that's
the power of the podcast.
But I think it's commendable that we haven't actually decided on a theme.
No, this is purely off the cuff. We're not even wearing shirts.
No, well, I'm wearing a T-shirt.
Yeah, no,
but
not shirts. No cuffs.
No.
That's how off the cuff it is.
Completely off the cuff.
Off the bridge, in the river. So, first topic.
What do you think of all this veil business with the veils?
Veils, right. I think
it's a good way to go for our first podcast to with racism.
Political racism, yeah. You know, stir up some hatred.
Yeah.
I'm all about that. Well, I'm not. No, I don't stir up hatred.
No.
Well, maybe I do, but
I
don't intentionally stir up hatred. No. We don't. We're not about that.
I used to when I was in primary school.
Sure, when we were kids.
Yeah, but I mean, who didn't?
Yeah, we were all terrorists back then.
Yeah, it was a weird time.
Yeah, but the veil, no, I mean... It's their choice. It is their choice.
Yeah.
But some people say, you know, choice is all good, but there's still people teaching creationism. You know, there are people going around talking about Jesus. People going around talking about M&Ms.
Yeah.
So maybe choice...
People can talk about whatever they want these days.
Choice should be put in context.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, Halloween coming up, do you think people will be wearing veils?
Well, I was considering wearing a veil myself.
Do you think Muslims will be wearing scary veils?
Maybe. Do you think maybe they'll have masks under their veils,
oh,
which they
funny.
Can take up.
Well, like, you know how you can only see their eyes?
Yeah.
They could wear, like, eyes that are funny colours or something.
Yeah.
Or sunglasses.
Or they could put lots of heavy makeup on.
Yeah.
Go glam.
Oh,
glam
that'd be
rock.
Sick. That'd be really, really good. But you wouldn't be able to tell anyway. Probably be quite hot as well.
Yeah. No, I mean, I can imagine it being quite hot anyway. And you think in the countries where the veil originates from, aren't they sick of it?
Yeah, I think they would be. If I was a Muslim woman walking around, in where is it? Saudi Arabia.
Because they don't have a choice, remember, in those countries.
No.
That's the men want it like that.
The men like it. I don't see why the men would like it. Do they? I mean, are they?
Well, I mean, on a personal note, it might keep me focused.
Yeah, I suppose you can keep focused on the task at hand, whether it be reading the newspaper, watching the news, talking about the news, relaying the news to somebody else.
All about the news.
Yeah.
Really. Current affairs, but definitely keep me on hand. No distractions. But I still don't see how they have a choice over that.
No, I don't think they do, but I don't see how it all carries over into England, personally.
No, nor do I. But then again, many things happen in different countries and come back to this country, and they're completely out of context.
I mean, do you think I'd get in trouble if I started wearing a veil? I mean, are they going to start arresting brides? They wear veils.
Well, exactly, and it's just a different colour.
Yeah.
Just the opposite.
What? It's white. Oh, yeah. They let the white veil go, but they won't let the black one go, will they?
And also, what about the people mourning?
Exactly.
The people wearing a veil just because they're mourning their loved one. Exactly.
Very popular spider and a...
animals as well.
Yeah.
This could go on into the animal kingdom.
Yeah, are they going to start arresting black widows? Well, I mean, they murdered their husbands, but that's fair enough.
Yeah, but they are spiders.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
I don't think they have any basic rights. They're insects. Well, they're arachnids.
I mean, prey and mantis, they eat their husband's heads. They're not
that's
even husbands.
Awful.
They just
I wouldn't
eat
do
men's
that.
Heads. You know, talk about a man eater.
Yeah, well, I mean, that was quite a good topic to discuss.
Yeah, but we've done that now. We've done that to death.
Yeah. Sorry. We'll stop talking about that now. No. Have you got anything on your mind?
Not really. To be honest, I'm quite blank. It's October. It's grey outside.
Yeah.
My mind goes blank. In the summer, think tons of things.
No,
it's coming
in
up
fact,
to Christmas now.
I tell you what, I actually think less. Oh, Christmas.
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 Yeah.
Well,
soon.
I mean, what are you planning on doing for Christmas this year?
Well... as per usual, we're going to have a Christmas Eve with family and friends.
Oh, yeah, you've got to have Christmas Eve. You can't avoid it.
Christmas Day, we've actually got a relative coming over.
Relative,
who?
Nice. Cousin?
Cousin from Holland.
Ah, see?
Ah, yeah.
Mystic Meg I am.
Yep.
And,
Mystic Meg.
What are you going to do with him, her?
Her, it's a her.
Oh, wow.
She's just going to come over, have a lovely Christmas dinner.
Good
Don't
news.
Know what is for Christmas dinner yet. What
Probably.
Do you normally have for Christmas dinner?
You know, turkey, and
just a general turkey
yeah,
roast.
Sort of
yeah.
like
all the trimmings.
An umbrella turkey, sort of, you know,
yeah.
It covers all the bases.
Right.
Yeah, but that's what
Doesn't
we
Doesn't
like.
Get you wet.
No, nothing like that. But though it is quite moist, I wouldn't want a dry turkey. It makes me cough.
No, dry turkey is never good. You have to have extra gravy for dry turkey.
Yeah.
And
or white
that...
sauce. Have you ever had white sauce, bread sauce?
Not on turkey myself.
Delicious.
I'm not a fan.
It's a true experience.
Not a fan of bread sauce.
Fine.
But we've had a variety of Christmas dinners over the years.
I bet you have.
We've had everything from turkey drummers to duck.
Duck?
To Chinese duck, you know?
That's a bit out of character. Do you reckon the Chinese celebrate Christmas?
I'm not sure, to be honest.
In
We'd
Japan.
Have to check back. Next podcast,
yeah.
We will come back with the answer to that one.
All right, we'll go away. We'll look on Wikipedia. We'll see what we can find.
Yeah.
And
we'll tell you if the Chinese do celebrate Christmas.
Yeah. And for anybody who's out there actually downloading this and listening to it on their iPod, what is a question for you. You get, what can they win if they get it right?
I'll buy you a drink. If... you know us.
We'll both buy you a drink. Yeah, if you know, if you happen to know us.
If you know us, or if you ever want to meet us, we'll buy you a drink.
Well, don't, like, come looking for us, though, because we'll get freaked out.
We'll find you.
Yeah. The question is, what do they call Christmas in Japan? Okay? That's your question.
Oh, I don't know that one.
I don't know. Well, I do know.
Obviously.
But, I mean, I'm going to pretend I don't know. Yeah.
What was that like?
I think that's for another time.
Okay.
I reckon that's for another time.
You know? That's good. You're thinking about it. Thinking ahead. Back to Christmas.
Yeah.
Presents. You start thinking about. Are you going to buy any?
Yeah, I'm going to buy one or two presents.
I'm going back to basics this year. I'm not actually going to buy anyone any presents. I did last year. It was quite nice, yeah. But this year.
But you prefer to keep it old school.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Back in the days of being
might,
5 years old.
You know, I might make something.
For wow.
Be it
what
cards
kind of
or.
A car.
Not a car.
You could buy yourself some Meccano and make somebody else a car.
I could. I could make everyone lots of Lego. We've got tons of Lego.
Would you prefer,
who doesn't?
Do you prefer Lego or Meccano?
Lego.
Why?
Because it wasn't as hard.
Meccano was bollocks and
there
gay,
was, there was,
wasn't it?
Well, there were also a lot of bolts and nuts.
I'm not bothered with all that bollocks.
And frankly, it's too detailed.
Yeah.
Lego, make it up as you go along.
Yeah,
sort of like
yeah,
this.
And even if you do, they've got instructions telling you what to do at
yeah.
the end of the day.
Whereas Meccano was more about getting the science students,
yeah.
giving them a laugh.
Those are the future leaders of industry, I say.
Yeah. Well, look at the UN. They all play Meccano.
Yeah, they love
kids, Meccano. General Cofty Wofty.
They were
know?
Well into Meccano.
Exactly. But what are you planning? Can you not discuss?
Certain persons, peoples, or people, or person might hear this, and you know, if I were to say,
well, don't give anything.
All
away.
Right, okay, I'm not going to say anything.
No,
I'm gonna keep it
no.
quiet. I'm going to keep it.
But
stum.
For me, I mean, I think it's either going to be a photograph or a painting.
You're going to get someone a photograph
of themselves that I've
a
taken.
A photograph of themselves.
That's quite nice.
They could just look in the bloody mirror and sort of
yeah,
look sideways on.
It's thoughtful because I took it.
Well, it would just be in the dark with a bit of green
well,
stuff.
Then
on
I
it.
Could get the mirror.
We'll get them a
everyone
mirror.
Mirrors or. One big
know,
mirror
but then again,
and shards
know.
Of mirror glass.
No, supporting your argument, a mirror will be a lot more expensive. And you were saying, I want to go back to basics.
It's true, I want to go back to basics.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, maybe I'll give them a photograph of someone else they like.
Alright, okay. What,
yeah.
like a celebrity?
Like, no, well, yeah, all their best friends.
Oh, yeah.
Or various spouses.
Because when you get to a certain age, you don't see your friends as much anymore, do you? It must
no,
be quite depressing.
That's another point. We're all drifting away.
Yeah, we're all
month.
Drifting away.
Last month, everyone went to uni.
Yeah.
You know,
I think the world is. I think the world, if anything, is getting bigger, because we, you know, you people don't want to spend time with each other anymore. They got their own lives.
No, everyone's getting a bit self-centered.
Yeah.
What with
I'm getting quite sick and tired of existence at the moment. Aren't you?
I wouldn't say that. Not
no,
with,
I can't take it anymore. I'm sick of all these bloody people walking around, looking elsewhere, not looking, you know, beneath the surface,
that-
and.
I mean,
what?
You've got a point there. People aren't looking where they're going
no,
these days.
No, people just walk. People are just walking around.
People are walking
willy
around.
Willy-nilly, quite frankly.
Willie Nelson.
Willie Nelson? Who's that?
Singer. Sorry.
Reminds me of Billy Ocean. Continue. That's a good name. What?
It is a good name.
Yeah. What was that? What was I saying? I was talking
walking
about...
around willy-nilly.
Oh, yeah, willy-nilly.
Looking elsewhere.
Yeah. I think that's...
Disgusting.
I think that's...
Sick.
About... I think it's time to end that now. I think that's a good note to go out on.
All right. Right. Yeah. Well, to sum up, people are sick.
Yeah.
This was our first podcast. First of many. Maybe we'll redo this. Maybe we'll throw it in the bin.
Yeah, maybe
but if you do hear this, well done.
We probably, if we've got time,
we'll be back.
Or if we're not so embarrassed by the playback, we might do a second one.
Yeah.
If at least one person were to download it.
If not, look out for various other projects in the future.
Yeah. You know? Who knows?
See ya.
Who knows? Well, bye bye.
Love you.
Much love.